Refugee All-Stars, live in our studios. Jack, come down.
Yeah.
Ruben, well, let's catch up here. Ruben Kamara is the leader of the band, Leader Karuma. Ruben Karuma is from Freetown, and if you don't know it, the story of this band's pretty incredible. Maybe we can just tell people about it. If they haven't seen the film, about 3 years ago, the film came out about your experiences forming this group in the camps in Guinea. It's an incredible story. Do you mind just telling people briefly about how the band all came together?
Well, in the refugee camps, when the war forced us out of our country, we went to the refugee camps. It's like everybody in the refugee camp was psychologically sick. And I was a victim too. I had certain trauma in me. But I saw that, well, instead of just sitting around thinking about my trauma, which would be worst for me, I just decided to pick up my instruments and start to sing. And then when I started doing this, I saw that it really helped me. It helped me to be able, you know, to overcome these obstacles. And then, you know, by doing it, I saw that people started developing interest over it. Because when we start to sing, we see about 10, 15, 20, you know, periodically people started increasing until we get a very high number who are interested in listening to our music. And they really had some fun. You know.
So really just started with you, and then you found some other musicians and drew a crowd, and eventually it became almost a movement. In the film, you see the United Nations Refugee Association didn't use you, but you helped them as far as tell people it was okay to go home to Freetown.
Yes, really. Well, you know, we gain fame in the camps, and UNHCR easily recognize us because once they want to do an important meeting, they will use us to assemble people. Because when we play, people surely come around. And so they had successful meetings. And that's how they use us even to, tell people to go home, because they took us to Freetown. We saw the situation in Freetown in something that they call a go and see visit.
Right, just check things out.
To the country. And so when we came back from that visit, we started telling people that, oh, Freetown is calm, you know, and through music, you know, we can sensitize many crowds, many people. And the people became
It's a great story about what the power of music, that music has for people.
Oh, really?
Universally, yes.
Yeah.
And do you mind, let me introduce the group, but first I should tell people the group is playing tonight a concert in Seattle at Numo's, right?
Yeah.
I imagine be starting around 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So people can get down there and see the band. This is a kind of acoustic, quieter version of the band that's very electric live. Just quickly, can you introduce the band, the members here today from the group?
All the members here today. Well, on my left-hand side, I have Ashadi Pierce.
On guitar.
A guitarist and singer with a sweet voice.
On bass.
And then I have Dennis Bakar, Sano, bassist. I have Mohamed Kamara, background vocals, singer too, and percussionist. I have Elijah Jeffrey Kamara, alias Black Nature.
Black Nature.
Conga, and vocalist, and the group's rapper. He's the modern man in the
He was very young when the movie was made.
Yeah. And then we have dear Christopher Davis on the drums, kit and percussion. Then we have Jason Bishop Bull on the keyboards. And we have Kubina Valcassel on the solo guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the songs we heard, I should say that your music's an interesting mix of African reggae, of different styles of Sierra Leonean, palm wine.
Yeah.
I remember you were doing some Essie Roji type music.
Yeah.
You pull from all over the place musically, right?
Yeah.
It's what's good.
Yeah.
And I heard some good news that you have a new recording contract with the great label, Cabancha Records. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, that one is very good. We have a new contract. And then after this tour, we shall be recording.
You'll be in the studio after you finish the tour.
Yeah.
You're going to make it in America then?
Yes, in America this time.
Is there a studio up in Vermont that they have?
No, the studio in New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans. Great.
Yeah.
That's a good place to record.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'll actually be waiting. That's the same label that has artists like Habib Kouaité and Dobe Ginore and the late Andy Palacio. Some great music come out through that label. So that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's hear. I know you guys have to go play a show tonight, go to run to a sound check. So I want to hear a couple more tunes before you have to run. You going to do Soda Soap?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites from the first album, Soda Soap.
Yeah.
Good. This is the Refugee All-Stars live here at Best Ambiance on KXP.